This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. How can Vermont's LGBTQ community celebrate Pride Month in the midst of an historic pandemic? Well, to answer that question and to talk about some of the other challenges related to celebrating identity and pride in the age of coronavirus, we're speaking with Lisa Carton. She's the founder and director of the organization Queer Connect in Bennington. How are you thinking about Pride Month this year? Are you planning any events, and what will be different?
What's different is we've, almost 3 months ago now, started to move all of our activities online. So we have a lesbian story hour every week, which is just incredible, with lesbian authors who read their contemporary works. Friday is our Planned Parenthood panel on reproductive liberty in the queer community. And then Saturday, because we can't have the parade we were planning for that day, we are having a car caravan, a pride caravan, and we've expanded that. We wanted to reach up into the North Shire and the outskirts of Bennington. So, in fact, we've done better. We're actually meeting up with Rutland people. So there's a group in Rutland who are meeting in Rutland and driving around with their cars decorated. And we have a Bennington contingent. And we're all going to drive around our towns and then drive north, south, and east and meet in Manchester. So in Manchester, we're going to have a pretty big gathering of cars at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and we're going to drive around together playing loud music and being joyful and, you know, spreading pride cheer in a completely safe way.
Lots of honking horns and music, as you
said. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's something else I'd like to turn to besides the commemorations for Pride Month now, and this has to do with the pandemic and so many people having to stay at home and self-isolate. There are many students of many ages who are home more or less full time right now. And for those who are LGBTQ, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know here, but for our listeners, this means that some of them may be in a home environment that is not supportive of their identity. For some, it may not even be safe for them.
Correct.
You know, to be public about their identity at home, is this something you're watching? Are there ways to help kids who may be in uncomfortable or unsafe situations right now?
Absolutely. It's been a primary concern from day one. You know, when we were all told that we had to shelter in place, stay home, that's the first thing I thought of. I mean, I have goosebumps right now because there are so many kids and adults forced to be inside in an unsafe, at every level, emotionally, physically, spiritually unsafe place, you know, where it's difficult to thrive. We tried to reach out and to some of our queer youth by offering Zoom meetings, drop-in meetings, and it wasn't successful. And I think mostly because, for one thing, what happened was our school system just went on overload trying to teach, you know, educate kids online. And they were so busy trying to adjust to, like, what does this mean to have to learn online, that we only had one young person show up. And I know there's other areas that are doing it successfully. So what can people do? You know, I think we can reach out a lot more. We can call. We can say, how are you? One caring adult makes an incredible difference to a kid who, you know, just feels so alienated. And just having the awareness that when a kid tells you they come out and you're supportive and you say, that's great. Yes, that's great. And it's important to say, and how is that being received? How is that in your family? How is that for you? I think that's a huge thing everybody can do.
The reason Pride Month is in June is to commemorate the Stonewall riots back in the late 60s. Those were led by trans women of color. This year, I'm wondering how you see Pride Month intersecting with this nationwide protest now against police brutality and systemic racism. It almost seems like things are coming full circle in a way.
They are. You know, we're waking up again. I remember, like, the very first Pride I went to in New York City was a Stonewall 20th, and hardly anyone knew what Stonewall was. And then 5 years later, no one knew what Stonewall was. And now, like, last year, everybody, like, it was Stonewall everywhere. And this year, you know, you hear a little more residually about Stonewall, but, you know, the intersection is profound. I don't even know. I think I'm a little off track because of the weight of what you just said. It absolutely is the case.
Does this feel different to you? Does this feel like a tipping point?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity, a huge opportunity. Here we are again. There's opportunities. You know, I'm 55, and in my whole lifetime, we have had opportunities over and over, and we fall back asleep. And waking up is, you know, it's not just like one day you open your eyes and you see everything clearly. Waking up is a process, and a very painful one. So to me, this is where it's about how we take this moment, especially the ones that are painful and where we're angry and we're charged up and we're maybe in fight or flight mode, which so many of us now are, how we learn to deal with that in a different way to do something. Because if we don't connect with peace and safety, then we cannot act from a place of peace and safety. It's impossible. And we have the opportunity, like right now, to use this as an entry point. Discomfort often is really helpful when we feel like the rug's been pulled out, and a lot of us do, when we're petrified, and a lot of us are. Then we can actually use this very moment to transform our own fear and help each other.
Lisa Carton is founder and director of the organization Queer Connect in Bennington. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much.